Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends, mid part of the week. This is Wednesday, November the 20th. And two topics today. We're going to tell you about a very funny production that starts this weekend. And then we'll tell you about puppies with a purpose. But let's start, first of all, with my friend Todd Davidson. Good Hello. To have you here, Todd.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Maples Rep Theater. Yep. And you've got the Church Basement Ladies back again.
We do. The Church Basement Ladies were here just a few weeks ago.
Oh, and it was funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I came up to see it two or three weeks ago and laughed and laughed and laughed. And they're coming back for a second helping?
Correct. So the same cast is here. They've done another play in between. West Side Walls just closed. But we're going to open Away in the Basement, the Church Basement Ladies Christmas, on Friday.
Yeah. Now, for people who may not be familiar with what the Church Basement Ladies production is,
tell us. They're a group of musicals, and these ladies are in a Lutheran church in Minnesota, so it really feels like kind of a Garrison Keillor Prairie Home Companion sort of a feel.
Yeah, they've got that accent, the whole thing down.
And this play happens to take place 10 years before the one you just saw. So it's 1959. And the ladies are getting ready for the Christmas pageant. You know, the Sunday school Christmas pageant's happening up above in the sanctuary, and they're trying to get the treat bags and make the cookies.
Is the same pastor there?
The same pastor is there, yes.
Okay.
And the kind of the conflict in this one is that there's an intern from the Bible college who's there to try to help out. And of course, the ladies don't really like all the things that she's doing about changing some of the Christmas pageant. And maybe not quite so much Norwegian's going to be in the pageant. And they think that's kind of scandalous.
Yeah. Well, they thought it was kind of scandalous of what the kids were doing out in the cafeteria,
that's
too.
That's exactly right. Yes. They think everything's kind of scandalous.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And the music is wonderful.
It's a lot
too.
Of fun. A lot of the numbers are kind of each one sort of in a different style. Like there's a big Latin number about a pinata in this one that's coming up
that
now. It's a lot of fun.
Doing?
That the ladies are doing. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. So it opens this coming Friday,
right?
November the 22nd.
Right, and it runs through December 8th. So three weekends.
Okay. So if you want to laugh and you want to hear some really good music, just have a good time. And if you're Lutheran or Catholic,
you're going to get a lot of jibes or jokes, and everyone else is going to also relate because you all know people who are like these little old ladies. Maybe it's your aunt or your mother or your grandma or your Sunday school teacher.
And they're down in the kitchen they're just kind of talking about everybody.
That's right. They stay in the kitchen, but they know all about what goes on everywhere else.
They know what goes on,
and they're willing to tell it.
That's right. So it's a church basement. What's the name of this one?
This is called Away in the Basement.
Away in the Basement.
And we have the cast that we had that you saw. So,
okay.
So there's two from New York and one from Kansas and one from Indianapolis. And Bob Bohan's on the piano. And
yeah.
So we like to have him there as music director. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. People can get their tickets now.
Yep. Yep.
And you can go online now and you can pick out the seat that you want.
Absolutely.
So what's the telephone number or the address to call?
The website is maplesrep.com, www.maplesrep.com, and the telephone number is 660-385-2924.
Okay, so you can get your tickets either way. You can call and reserve your tickets, or you can walk in and get your tickets. Yeah. Todd, thank you so much for coming
by.
Pleasure. Break a leg with Away in the Basement with the Church Basement Ladies.
Good little
It's
Christmas.
Making me laugh just even thinking about it.
It's a good little holiday getaway, so just come on.
It is. Okay. Now we turn to two of our friends sitting on the left side. They're here, Puppies with a Purpose, and we've got a precious little doggy over there. You got to go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. You can see the doggy we're talking about. But we have Terry Warhouse. Mm-hmm. This is the person,
yes.
Terry. And then we have Christy Milam. Mm-hmm. Good to have you here, Christy.
Good.
And who's the doggy?
This is Riley.
Riley, okay.
I'm his razor, so.
Riley what?
Riley and I'm his razor.
Oh, you're his razor. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about Puppies with a Purpose.
Puppies with Purpose, we started it last August, so we've just had it about a year. And it involves students raising puppies and socializing puppies to become service dogs. And so There's such a huge shortage of service dogs right now, and our purpose is to get students involved in community service and also to educate Columbia, make them a little bit more disability conscious, more aware of people living with disabilities.
Now, where do the puppies come from?
The puppies come from all over. I actually make arrangements with different breeders all over. He's from North Carolina. We have another from North Carolina. We have two from Wisconsin. I'm going to get one from Texas.
Do you ever take puppies just from the Humane Society or from Second Chance?
Not as much anymore. Originally, our parent organization, which is Champ Assistance Dogs Incorporated in St. Louis, they used to do shelter dogs, and they found too many of them failed out for health reasons. And so because it's such a strenuous job, they have to be able to have really good hips and elbows, be very orthopedically sound, have really no behavioral issues at all. And so they found for a number of years they used shelter dogs, and so many of them failed out, that now we tend to get most of our puppies either donated or purchased from breeders who do a lot of genetic testing and who have puppies that are coming from genetic lines that are very strong.
So with puppies with a purpose, you're having a fundraiser, is that right?
Yes,
this Saturday.
Yes, November 23rd. It's at Deja Vu, and we have a comedian hypnotist who's coming. It's kind of a, they call it family friendly, but generally it's kind of a PG-13 show.
Okay. Okay.
But we'll have, our puppies will be there. There'll be a service dog demonstration with adult service dogs. We'll have a silent auction and then the comedy show. And there'll be food from Noodles & Company and Pickleman's.
Now, when you talk about a service dog, you're talking about seeing eye dogs. You're talking about dogs that can help, tell a person if they're about to have a seizure?
Actually, our puppies are more for everything but those things. Most of our puppies are going to go to help people who are in wheelchairs, PTSD soldiers, people with MS, people on the autism spectrum, especially children. So they kind of fill this niche out there for providing people service and a way of living more independently, but not, you know, visually and hearing impaired and not diabetic alert. So we're kind of filling the niche that none of the other groups do.
Okay. So if you want more information and if you want to have a good production, it's Saturday night, November 23rd at Deja Vu. Can people get tickets at the door?
Yes, they can, although for us to be able to, Deja Vu is actually awarding us with part of
ticket
sales. So if they can get it ahead of time and just tell them at Deja Vu, call Deja Vu and tell them you're with Puppies with Purpose.
Okay.
And tickets are $8. So
all right.
Great
Got
night.
It. Thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, Hickman High School Musical. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyung, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.